Hi, Melissa. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm great today. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. I love that picture you posted today. That was...
Oh, I thought it would be nice to share with everyone else what our area looked like. I hope other ladies will do that because it's kind of cool to see places maybe you haven't been, so...
Yeah, well, that was gorgeous. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for agreeing to share your story with other folks. We really appreciate it. So if you're ready to get started, if you could, just give us a little bit of background information and tell folks how long you'd had fibromyalgia before you started talking to Dr. Murphy, and just a little bit about what that was like for you.
Okay. You know, my story is kind of different than others that I've, you know, heard. My story doesn't go back years and years of going to different doctors and trying to figure out what was wrong. I had a hysterectomy a few years ago, and it seems like from that surgery on, my symptoms came about very, very dramatically. And so as time went on, I kept just getting worse and worse and just not feeling well. So I'd gone into my doctor, you know, with just kind of achiness in my thighs and in my hands. And they tested me for vitamin D deficiency, which I had. And he treated me for that, but I still wasn't getting better. I kept feeling really run down, tired, and just achy, and just not feeling well. And I'd had all these tests done, you know, and everything came back normal all the time, which frustrated me to death because I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what.
Right.
And I went down that traditional road of, okay, well, this is what we'll give you for pain, which was antidepressants, and not knowing any different because I had not educated myself. I kind of thought, okay, well, if this is what I've got to do to feel better, then this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
You know, I kind of went down that road, but not for very long before I found Dr. Murphy, and, you know, that experience wasn't very pleasant. I remember my doctor, you know, telling me all these antidepressants are different for everyone, and I don't know how your body will react to them, so please be patient with me. And I think that probably should have been my first clue, but I didn't really have any other information on another way to get feeling better.
Right.
A lot of other tests had come back, and he finally just said, I believe that you have fibromyalgia. And I'm like, okay, so now what, you know? And that led to the medications, which didn't last long. I mean, like I say, I just don't have that story of going for, you know, years and years and being on a ton of different medications. I already had my guard up a little bit once I went on the first antidepressant, which made me very, very sick. I took it once and never took it again. Then I went on to another. I went on to Cymbalta, and I took that for several months and still was not feeling well, still run down, actually getting worse, and gaining weight like crazy. And I remember asking my doctor, you know, what's going on? Why am I gaining all this weight? Like, half the time I'm sick to my stomach, so I'm not really
right.
Eating very well. And I gained like 50 pounds in 3 months.
Oh, no, which...
Yeah, it was very, very frustrating. And I just knew there had to be something deeper going on, which led me to start investigating. And believe it or not, I mean, I read all the time. I was constantly looking things up, and then I came across Dr. Murphy's Facebook page, which sounds like a lot of people can't go. That's exactly where they find him, is on Facebook. I was
right.
A little skeptical at first, but that's where I found him, and I thought, you know what, I've got to investigate this too because I don't really have any other options. And I was reading about, you know, withdrawal symptoms and whatnot about Cymbalta and starting to feel very uncomfortable with the fact that I was taking it due to what they were reporting of people having these withdrawal symptoms.
Right.
And I read about it long enough to kind of just apply that myself without working with my doctor because I kind of felt like I ran into a brick wall there. So I kind of took myself off of it slowly. So when I started with Dr. Murphy, I was on nothing.
Yeah, which that's one thing that he does help a lot of his patients with is kind of backing off on some of those meds. But you were mm-hmm. unique in that you had already done that, so you were able to sort of start with ground zero on that.
I was, yep.
And I know one of the things you'd mentioned is that you used to have, on your worst days, you had some pretty bad body aches. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how that's changed now?
Yeah. As time went on, I got worse. And for me, fibro seems to settle in my thighs and in my hands and my arms. It was getting to the point where it was exhausting to just even take a shower.
Right.
I would, you know, get my family out the door. My husband and I are self-employed, so I work from home. So, you know, I don't have to beat the clock to be somewhere every day. My day kind of goes how I want it to go because I'm home. But there were days I'd get my family out the door, and just from being up from, say, 5 o'clock in the morning till 8, and I've got kids to school, I've got my husband out the door, and now I'm here by myself, and I'm like, I've got to get in the shower, I've got to get going. And I was extremely exhausted, and not only just exhausted, but, like, to the point where I just could not function. And simple things as just, you know, taking a shower were not only exhausting to me, but it was painful. I could barely lift my arms above my head to, you know,
right,
wash my hair. And when I would get through that, then my arms would ache for, you know, hours and hours afterwards. My legs, you know, my thighs always have been, like I said, from that hysterectomy on, that it does settle there. So I always had pain in my legs. And I tend to get a lot of tension from time to time in the back of my shoulder
right,
blades and in the back of my neck. That's where the fibro settles for me. Since working with Dr. Murphy, I can't remember the last time that my arms ached from that shower experience. I can get through that and not even have any symptom at all whatsoever. If I'm diligent about taking care of myself and doing what he's asked me to do while I've been working with him, my flare days are very, you know, very far between. I don't have them very often. But when I do, that's where I'm going to feel, you know, the aches and the pains, if I even have them. I mean, I barely get them at this point anymore. Tons better.
You know, and I think that that's something that a lot of folks that haven't had fibro and haven't experienced that don't realize what a big difference that is to just something as simple as a shower that's supposed to be restorative and relaxing can be such a difficult part of your day, and we hear that all the time. And I'm so glad for you that's something that's not a struggle for you anymore, shower.
Yeah, because it used to bother me so bad. And if there were days that I would do okay in the shower and maybe I was doing okay in the morning, then later in the afternoon something would come along and hit me, and now all of a sudden I need a nap. And I'm not a nap taker, and I'm
right,
not a very lazy person. I have things to do, and it drives me crazy when I can't get up to go do. And so there were days where I had to lay down. I had to take a nap, even if it was, you know, 15, 20 minutes. If I didn't do that, the rest of my day was just a nightmare. And I needed to be, you know, somewhat prepared for that, you know, between 3 and 5 o'clock, you know, time frame of the day when I've got kids coming in and my husband coming in, and now it's re-gear
right,
to family, let's get dinner going, let's do this, that. And I'm just like, if I didn't rest, I didn't have that to offer to anyone. It was too much, the stress of that. And then my body hurting, everything was just too much. So it definitely is a huge, you know, eye-opener and a big difference for me. I think about it daily because I pay attention to how I feel. Even now, since working with him, I mean, I can tell on days when I need to take it easy and days when I'm doing well, you know, and I listen to my body. So if I need to cut it back a little bit and maybe not worry about things as much one day just so I feel better the next day, I definitely pay attention to that now. So,
and that's good. And that's one thing we're glad that you've learned through this, is to be a little bit more in tune with your body. And I'm glad that you're not having to take those naps as long anymore. Now, the other thing I know you had mentioned is that you used to be a big traveler, and how did your fibromyalgia affect that, and how has that been improved since you've started working with him?
Traveling was kind of always hard because, well, I mean, just like anyone else's story, you before working with him, I didn't know what my day was going to be like. I mean, was I going to wake
right,
up today feeling cruddy, or am I going to wake up today feeling somewhat okay? There were times I wanted to chalk myself out of traveling or going anywhere, you know, just because it's exhausting. I mean, traveling for a healthy person can be exhausting.
Right.
So when you're not up to par and you're not feeling well anyway with fibro, it can intensify that, you know, so much. None of my family lives where I live, so I do travel quite often. I mean, my parents are, you know, an hour and a half at least an hour and a half, maybe about two from where I live. But still, that's a travel for me, and
right.
even that was exhausting sometimes. And now I don't have that issue. Since working with Dr. Murphy, I haven't traveled far. I haven't flown or anything, so I don't really know, you know, how I would do that way. But just in driving and going and doing, I have way more energy, and my pain is really not there. So it's helpful. It's very nice.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know Melissa, I know you've worked really hard to get yourself to that level. And tell me about your sleep as well. Has that improved?
Yes, and it's funny, the sleep thing always gets me because, you know, Dr. Murphy will say, if you listen to his, you know, audios and things, that, you know, everybody with fibro has a sleep issue.
Yeah.
I never really recognized that I did. I always would go to bed. I always would say, because I would never dream. And so I thought, well, I guess I just never sleep hard enough to dream. But until working with him and taking the supplements to get sleeping better, then I realized that I really wasn't sleeping very good. I didn't have that typical, you know, can't shun your mind off, can't go to bed, like sleepy during the day and then up during the night thing. The only time I did have that was when I was taking Cymbalta. Cymbalta would make me, you know, stay awake. I'd be tired during the day and run down, and then everybody's going to bed. I'm supposed to do the same, and I'm up, you know, in the middle of the night and can't get to sleep. So, you know, taking the supplements that it gives you to get the sleep, you know, better. Now that I take it, I love it. I look forward to going to bed every night now because I know that I sleep well. And if I don't get a good 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night, the next day I tend to not feel as good.
Right.
So I know sleep, he talks about that being the key, and it really is, because I you know, there life happens, sometimes things go on, and maybe I won't get that 7 or 8 hours. And if I don't, I tend to be a little achy or lethargic the next day and just not feeling 100%. So I definitely pay attention to my sleep, but it's definitely much better, and I love to go to bed.
Well, that's fantastic. We love hearing that. And, you know, I know that's common with a lot of our patients. You know, you'll be focusing so much on the aches or the pains and so used to just getting through the day that you don't even realize how much something like your sleep is affecting you, and you just think it's normal until all of a sudden one day you realize, well, wait, I'm sleeping now. How did I, mm-hmm. how could I deal with the way it was before?
So, exactly. Yep.
And I know one thing that was really crucial with you, in sleep and your aches and all of that, was in getting your diet cleared up. And some of that was the Shape Reclaimed diet that we did and the anti-inflammatory diet. And some of that was getting some food testing done and seeing what allergies and intolerances you had. So can you talk a little bit more about that and how that changed your lifestyle and changed how you looked at food?
Yes, I can. That's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, my whole life I've had stomach issues, and I've been in and out of the doctor a bazillion times. I can think back to when I was younger, and I was told I had, you know, IBS, mostly was told I had IBS. I'd been given different things over time, you know, for spastic stomach, different medicines and things, and never really did anything. But I've always had stomach issues, and, you know, in the past I've asked my doctor, you know, have I been tested, maybe not so much for food allergies, but, you know, I wanted to know for sure if I'd been tested to see if I had any gluten issues.
Right.
And my doctors would always say, yeah, you've been tested. Well, no one would ever tell me that prior to, so I'd had blood tests done that would come back showing normal in the medical world. But maybe, you know, I don't have celiac, but I'm close to celiac. And so I've got this intolerance to gluten that without working with Dr. Murphy, I would have never known because no one did the correct testing.
Right.
And that was the very first thing that I picked up on when working with him and after having my first visit with him, was he described to me the type of testing and that it was not anything I'd ever had done before. So I was very excited about doing that testing because I wanted to know. I'd always had this hunch that I had a gluten issue, and then Dr. Murphy was able to confirm that. So I remember, you know, it's been almost a year now since I started working with him. I remember when that test came back and he called me to give me my results and I had my appointment, and I literally just broke down, you know, when he told me, hey, you got a gluten intolerance. And it's like it was a hunch. It was something I kind of thought, but to have it confirmed, it just answered years and years of issues that I had had. So I was emotional about it, but I was also frustrated about it because I thought, you know, had a doctor tested me correctly for this, I would have went, you know, all these years I've gone with all this pain, all these issues, that I could have, you know, just taken one thing out of my diet. And that one thing is a pretty big thing because gluten's in everything. So I've learned a lot through this program in foods. Definitely have done the Shape Reclaim diet. I'm currently kind of working my way into maintenance, and then I will be starting over again in January with Dr. Murphy on the diet side of it because I've got a little bit more weight to lose. But that diet has really changed. Well, it's changed our lifestyle for sure. My husband has done the diet with me as well, and we've both lost and gotten a lot healthier through that. But what you learn through it is, you know, doctors don't teach you that stuff. You know, they just don't. They don't bring it up. You know, they'll say you need to lose weight, but they don't really tell you what's a good way to do it. Or I've learned, you know, I learned that I had the gluten issue. I've been off gluten for almost a year. That alone not only has made my stomach feel well and better, but as Dr. Murphy has explained, you know, that the inflammation that you lose through doing the diet helps not only with your fibro pains and aches and different things, but the gluten alone for me, because it's something that I'm pretty much allergic to, is kind of what was causing my fibro in the first place, along with some other things. So that's been a huge, huge game changer in all of this. Dr. Murphy's had to work really hard with me on my stomach. That seems to be where I've had most of my problems. And a year later, I can't even describe the difference. I feel so much better. I feel like I've lost more weight than what I actually have just because I don't have the symptoms of the gluten issues just by taking that away from my diet.
Yeah, and that's wonderful that you've had all those improvements. And I know you mentioned that one thing that really struck you was that it was a different type of lab. And I know one question we get a lot from folks that are thinking about maybe doing the program is, well, how does this work? It's phone consults. How does he do lab work? How does he get these tests ordered? So if you could talk a little bit about what was it like for you doing phone consults with him and what was different about working with him than it is working with other doctors?
So I remember when I was investigating, you know, him and just the clinic there, I at one point I kind of thought, you know, you see this stuff on Facebook and you're thinking, is this real? Is this just some scam? Is this, you know, what is it? I mean, I was very skeptical, just probably like most people. And I just decided one day to call the clinic, and I ended up talking to Juno for quite a while. And by the time I was done talking to her, she had me at ease, but yet had me so excited about wanting to do something different and really wanting to try this. I was a little nervous. I remember I'd set up my consult. I was nervous to talk to him. I thought, this is really different, you know, to be talking to someone all the way across the United States, you know, and a doctor. But I kind of felt like it was helpful because I'd watched a lot of his videos and things on YouTube and on the website. And so I knew what he looked like, you know, and it was really neat to get that first phone call and hear that voice that I had been actually hearing and listening to online. You know, I knew right away, and he had introduced himself, and I had a great first visit with him, and I was excited to get going. I wanted to be, you know, one of those people like I am today that's giving my testimony about how well this worked, because I kept thinking, I wonder if this could be good for me. You know, I wonder if I can get here. And I was excited about the testing. I mean, we talked, you know, he told me exactly after visiting with him what he thought I needed and what we needed to do. And I actually looked forward to visiting with him. You know, I started off visiting with him about once a week, and then as I started getting better, it was every couple weeks or every 3 weeks. And visiting with him just always reassures me that I'm not doing it by myself. You know, that having that coach there, I mean, if I ever had a question or had a flare-up or had something, you know, the clinic is easily accessible to make a phone call. to email him, to whatever it is, and someone gets back to you. And that was always very helpful to me, that he cares enough to take the time to, you know, say, hey, I've got, you know, one of my patients not feeling well. This is what's going on. Let's talk to him. I remember one time I had a pretty good flare-up with my stomach, and it was just a month or two into the program. I think I'd emailed him, and instead of him emailing me back, he just called me. I had no appointment, no nothing. He just called me. And I was so blown away at that, because I thought, you know, he's taking the time, you know, he's got appointments all day long, and he took the time to stop and call me and say, what's going on? Okay, now let's try this. And it worked. what he said to do worked, you know, and he coached me through that. And that's different than working with doctors in the conventional world. I mean, you got to make an appointment to go see these people. Sometimes you might wait, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, maybe even a couple months if they're a specialist. And to have Dr. Murphy right there, or if he's not right there, having any of you ladies there that can kind of be the middleman to ask or be helpful has been the hugest blessing. So my experience working with him has totally changed my life. I keep telling my family, one of these days I want to make the trip to Alabama to actually meet him in person, because all of you actually, but
oh, we'd love to meet you in person.
Yeah, I definitely, it's one of my goals.
It's always been so wonderful talking to you on the phone, and I'm so glad to hear that we've been accessible to you, because that's very critical to all of us here. Because I know, especially when you have fibro and it can affect your mood, and just having one bad day can just set off that domino effect, you know. So we want to make sure that we're able to get right back to you as soon as possible and get you feeling better. So we're glad
that it's been great. You guys have done that every time, and that's my experience. And I, you know, that's my mom actually has fibro, and she works with Dr. Murphy also, and her experience is the same, and it's a blessing. It really is.
Yeah, and I did want to ask you about that. One thing that some folks don't realize is, you know, your family is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. It's all one big picture. And if that one piece that's you is out of shape or going wrong, then it affects that whole picture. You know, fibro can affect the people around you. And one side effect we see with some of our patients is that it improves their families' lives as well as they start to feel better. But you had more of a direct effect. You said how it affected your family, it affected your husband and your mom. So if you could tell us a little bit more about the overall benefits in your life around you, that would be wonderful to hear some more about.
Yeah. You know, so my mom does have fibro, and I she watched me for the first several months kind of go through this, and I kept telling her, you got to do this, you know, it'll help you too. And she's doing fabulous working with him and getting so much better. For me, how it related to my actual home with my husband and my kids, I don't know that my kids really picked up on it as much. My kids are older, so they're not as needy. I think they realized and could see when I didn't feel well, you know, and when I was down.
Of course.
But with my husband, he definitely could tell a difference. I mean, there's some things that led up to, you know, before I worked with Dr. Murphy. I mean, there were several issues that had come up. I had brain fog quite a bit before working with him. I'd get dizzy and have issues that way as well. And I actually got in a car accident. And at that time, not really feeling like I'd done anything wrong. One of those situations where you're like, well, how'd that happen? You know. But now looking back on it and remembering not feeling well that day, I had extreme brain fog. And it resulted in a car accident that I had caused just because I wasn't really there. I mean, I was there, but I wasn't, you know. Those things directly affected my home life. I mean, we run a business, and I'm the books person, you know. So I was kind of slacking on my end a little bit. So him and I would kind of just, you know, he could tell. He could tell that I, you know, wasn't at my 100% like I'd always had been. And that was one of the main things that, you know, when I spoke with him, I mean, I investigated Dr. Murphy for over a month before I even brought it up to my husband that I'd found something that, you know, maybe we should try this or, you know, or whatnot. But when I finally had enough information about what I thought, you know, I knew, I approached him about it, and I said, look, I just don't know what else I can do. I mean, this sounds good. This, I can relate to this. It makes sense, you know, and I feel like if I don't if I don't try this route, I'm really shooting myself here because I'm not giving myself any. I'm already had decided I wasn't going to go back on an antidepressant. I wasn't going to go back on anything. You know, I was so annoyed by the fact that that whole situation had happened to me. And then after listening to all the testimonials and different things about how he talks about these different medications not being helpful, I felt like I had no other way. It's like, if I don't try this, then what else do I try? So my husband was very open to it, but along the way, since he did the diet with me as well, it's improved him in his health. I mean, he's lost 117 pounds working with Dr. Murphy on this program.
And yeah. He has to feel so much better losing all that
weight.
He feels
so much better. His energy is so much better. He knows he's getting healthy. It was nice to be able to do it with him, and that was something that I appreciated, that he jumped on that bandwagon. He knew he needed to lose weight, but he really was doing it not only to lose weight but to help me, because he knew it would be easier to cook for both of us that way.
Right.
Than just me, you know. And so I was very thankful that he was open enough to be, you know, right there beside me as I went through the program and then do the diet as well. And that's been a huge, huge, you know, part for him. You know, it's been helpful for him. So.
Well, Melissa, I'm so glad, and thank you so much for sharing your story. And, you know, we're all really proud of you here at the clinic, because we know you've worked really hard, your mom's worked really hard, and your husband has been just such a great support for you. And you've had such a great, positive, proactive attitude, and we love just seeing all these great results and seeing your happy pictures. So that's been wonderful, and we're really proud of you. Before we go, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience? Maybe some who are listening to this for the first time, and they're trying to decide, is this the right plan for me?
I would just say, you know, a lot of the stories you hear of people that are just at their wits' end, you know, don't really know what direction to go. It's worth every second that you spend working with him. He is a fabulous, fabulous doctor. I've never, ever had a doctor like him. And it's worth the time and the effort of even if you decide not to work with him personally, but yet follow his protocols through his book, it's so worth it. And even if you don't know a lot about him, it's worth your time to investigate him and what he offers, because his theories work. I mean, what he's doing, he's helping a lot of people, and it's in a natural, healthy way. And it'll change your life. So it's definitely worth checking him out. He's a great man.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I really enjoyed talking to you today.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Well, we will say goodbye for now and look for this being posted on the page soon. I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Cheryl.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.